The third panel of tonight's triptych will also be a piece with much lyricism, although with a more modern bent, so don't go away. But in between, I want to play a trio with harder edges by the Russian composer Galina Usvolskaya. She was born in Petrograd, now St. Petersburg, in 1919, and has lived there all her life. She studied at the college attached to the Leningrad Conservatory from 1937 to 39, and then with Shostakovich at the conservatory itself from 1939 to 50. Her education was interrupted by a period of service in a military hospital during World War II. In 1947, she was appointed to teach composition at the college attached to the conservatory and taught there until 1975. Shostakovich so admired her music that he incorporated some of her ideas into his works. The second theme of the finale of the trio we're about to hear appears in Shostakovich's Fifth String Quartet, Opus 92, and is also in the suite, Opus 145. Presumably, she didn't mind. Shostakovich would even send sketches and drafts of his own work to her for her comments and advice. Usvolskaya insisted that what we would call her chamber music was not that. "My music," she said, "is all but chamber music, even when it is a sonata for only one instrument." Meaning, I suppose, that it is not meant for the intimate atmosphere of small venues. Hers is a very original sound. Ascetic is a word frequently used to describe her mature works. She loves quarter notes. Extended sections of music have an insistent series of them, all loud. But then she can instantly switch to a longing, plaintive motive or a very quiet theme. At the end of the first movement of this trio, there is a very, very long single tone for the violin. Ustvolskaya's dynamic markings go down to 5 P's, pianississississimo, and up to 40ssississimo. Changes between them can be abrupt. The resulting polarization between near silence and tense protest give her music an emotional quality which is expressive in unexpected ways. But expressive it is. The artistic tradition of which she is a part is linked with that of Dostoevsky and the mystical Russian symbolist writer Andrei Bielli. Let's listen to those landscapes of the soul as we hear this piece. The trio for violin, clarinet, and piano was composed in 1949. It had to await 20 years for publication, as did many of her other works. The 3 continuous movements are entitled Espressivo, Dolce, Energico. Since these titles have no indications concerning tempo, there is a certain confusion about how they should be played. The performance we'll hear is authenticated by the participation of the pianist Oleg Malov, who was apparently privy to the composer's intentions. The clarinetist is Adil Feodorov, and the violinist is Alexander Shustin.